Müller, Podcasting vous présente la balade africaine. Mesdames, mademoiselles et messieurs, dans quelques instants, la balade va commencer. Ce monde en mouvement, les nouvelles tendances d'actualité, musique et l'art de votre disque jockey, PMG et Réavance. Mesdames, mademoiselles et messieurs, dans quelques instants, la balade va commencer. Et maintenant, vous défilez sur les platines les plus grands noms de la musique africaine. Et maintenant, que la musique commence.
Skol. Yo Angelou, oye banate, wakana kandate po Ali Angelou. Skol va vota ye na premier tour. Martin Kama, Martin Kama.
Colonel Rouse, Didi Kinoy, Ouguli Yonde, Hugo Golondele. Ajuda Rosa, mon désir, Alec Sema, Jésus pour la maman.
Aïe, 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 Africa, ça bouge, Canada, ça bouge, le monde, ça bouge. Chocolat chaud, Kofi Olomide. Bonjour, auditeurs, auditrices, bienvenue sur la Palap. Aujourd'hui, nous aurons le temps de découvrir, le message de paix du grand légende de notre ciel, Dr Martin Luther King, et aussi à découvrir de Madame Jessie Sutherland, initiatrice et gérante du projet Finding Home. Avant tout, on s'enroule avec le grand monsieur de tout le temps, Kofi Olomide, chocolat chaud.
Et au tous ceux qui sont nommés Bandai sur des partages, JPX ingénieur.
Lemelin, Chantal Lemelin. Ah, Edingu et Moto Nangenge, Jojo Mouya qui vivra des rats. Tristan Saï Saï.
That's Lucky Dube from South Africa. Like you say, I was saying in English and French earlier today, we're going to be have time to discover Dr. King message for peace in the world, in our own world today, what we are facing today. And keep listening, and then we'll go forward for that soon. Nous aurons le temps d'écouter Dr. Luther King dans son message de paix dans quelques minutes. On y va.
Discover Crossroads, man and his culture.
Carrefour vous amène à découvrir l'homme et sa culture.
On earth, this Christmas season finds us a rather bewildered human race. We neither have peace within nor peace without. Everywhere, paralyzing fears harrow people by day and haunt them by night. Our world is sick with war. Everywhere we turn, we see its ominous possibilities. And yet, my friends, a Christmas hope for peace and goodwill toward all men can no longer be dismissed as a kind of pious dream of some utopian hoper. If we don't have goodwill toward men in this world, we will destroy ourselves by the misuse of our own instruments and our own power. Yes, sir. Wisdom born of experience should tell us that war is obsolete. There may have been a time when war served as a negative good by preventing the spread and growth of an evil force. But the very destructive power of modern weapons of warfare eliminates even the possibility that war may any longer serve as a negative good. And so if we assume that life is worth living, if we assume that mankind has a right to survive, then we must find an alternative to war. And so let us this morning explore the conditions for peace. And as we explore these conditions, I would like to suggest that modern man really go all out to study the meaning of nonviolence, its philosophy and its strategy. We have experimented with the meaning of nonviolence in our struggle for racial justice in the United States. But now, the time has come for man to experiment with nonviolence in all areas of human conflict. And that means nonviolence on an international scale. Now let me suggest first that if we are to have peace on earth, our loyalties must become ecumenical rather than sectional. No individual can live alone. No nation can live alone. And as long as we try, the more we're going to have war in this world. The judgment of God is upon us.
Yes, sir.
And we must either learn to live together as brothers, or we're all going to perish together as fools. Yes, as nations and individuals, we are interdependent. I've mentioned to you before of our visit to India some years ago. It was a marvelous experience. But I say to you this morning that there were those depressing moments. For how can one avoid being depressed when he sees with his own eyes evidences of millions of people going to bed hungry at night?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How can one avoid being depressed when he sees with his own eyes thousands of people sleeping on the sidewalks at night? More than a million people sleep on the sidewalks of Bombay, India every night. More than 500,000 sleep on the sidewalks of Calcutta every night. They have no houses to go in. They have no beds to sleep in. As I beheld these conditions, something within me cried out, can we in America stand idly by and not be concerned? And an answer came, oh no. And I started thinking about the fact, right here in our country, We spend millions of dollars every day to store surplus food.
Make it plain, make it plain.
And I said to myself, I know where we can store that food free of charge. In the wrinkled stomachs of the millions of God's children in Asia and Africa, Latin America, and even in our own nation, who go to bed hungry at night. It really boils down to this, that all life is interrelated. We are all caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny, and whatever affects one directly,
yes, sir,
affects all indirectly. We are made to live together because of the interrelated structure of reality. And did you ever stop to think that you can't leave for your job in the morning without being dependent on most of the world? You get up in the morning and go to the bathroom and reach over for a sponge, and that's handed to you by a Pacific Islander. You reach for a bar of soap, and that's given to you at the hands of a Frenchman. And then you go in the kitchen to drink your coffee for the morning. That's poured in your cup by a South American. Or maybe you want tea. That's poured in your cup by a Chinese. Or maybe you are desirous of having cocoa for breakfast, and that's poured in your cup by a West African. And then you reach over for your toast, and that's given to you at the hands of an English-speaking farmer, not to mention the baker. And before you finish eating breakfast in the morning, you're dependent on more than half of the world. This is the way our universe is structured. It is its interrelated quality. We aren't going to have peace on earth until we recognize this basic fact of the interrelated structure of all reality. Now let me say, secondly, that if we are to have peace in the world, men and nations must embrace the nonviolent affirmation that ends and means must cohere. One of the great philosophical debates of history has been over the whole question of means and ends. And there have always been those who argued that the end justifies the means, that the means really aren't important. The important thing is to get to the end you seek. So if you are seeking to develop a just society, the important thing is to get that, and the means really aren't important. Any means that will get you there, they may be violent, they may be untruthful means, they may even be unjust means to get to a just end. There have been those who have argued this throughout history. But we will never have peace in the world until men everywhere recognize that ends are not cut off from means, because the means represent the ideal in the making and the end in process.
Usekoli unomathemba yelasa pali nencwadi encane. 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 Usekoli unomathemba yelasa
Sapa
Thanks everybody for listening. Dr. King is having leaving to us a vivid message for the future and for the past. We have to continue forward, live in peace and work together, move forward. I hope you guys learned something from his message today. We will continue with the same speech next week and to finish the Black History Month. Let's go with on y va avec Sampa Thomas du Cameroun. On y va.
Bye. je l'adore, je l'apprécie, la musique africaine.
You've gotta love Lop Lop Radio on 96.1 FM. Heard every Saturday, 11 a.m. to noon, on 96.1 FM, with DJ KMG, Lop Lop.
Lop Lop, 96.1 FM, KMG.
La presse écrite noire du mois. Et quelle presse?
Afro News.
The Afro News, the voice of the black community. Available in over 135 outlets in the lower mainland.
As-tu déjà visité Abantu Magasin? Abantu?
Abantu for the best hair products and cosmetics. They have a large selection of good quality human hair extensions at affordable prices. 4633 Kingsway in Burnaby. Call 604-431-4588. Abantu, the number one shop for African beauty products.
Abantu, très cool. Voilà la presse écrite dont je vous parle, la source.
The Source, a forum of diversity. Vancouver's bilingual and intercultural newspaper, reflecting our cosmopolitan character and focusing on the news of various communities that make up our cultural mosaic. Log on to thelasource.com.
Seule raison, servir la diversité communautaire.
Auditeur, la porte est ouverte sur la palabre.
Send your message out to the world by advertising your service or product on La Palabre. Join us in sharing the cultural diversity of Africa. For opportunities for advertising or sponsorship, please call 604-639-7890 or visit the website at www.privilegegroup.net for more information. La Palabre, your window to the world.
La Palabre, votre fenêtre sur le monde.
Fleur est arrivé pour découvrir notre culture.
February is Black History Month. Take this opportunity to explore the rich and diverse culture of Africa.
J'aime notre culture.
Actualité africaine de la semaine.
France, Chirac et l'Afrique. Une histoire d'amour. Au sommet France-Afrique à Cannes, le président français Jacques Chirac a acclamé jeudi son amour pour l'Afrique. Avec la présidente de l'Union européenne, Angela Merkel, il a affirmé la nécessité d'entretenir désormais avec le continent africain des relations basées sur le partenariat et le respect mutuel. Nigeria. 40 hommes politiques corrompus, interdits de présidentiel. Atiku Bakar, principal candidat de l'opposition, en fait partie. 40 hommes politiques nigériens accusés de corruption de sont vus y interdire la participation.